Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Junior Mehta with the evening news. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says India not only protects human rights but also celebrates. Curtain comes down on 26th Hornbill Festival with grand closing ceremony at Kisama. Arunachal Minister Wang Su emphasizes Northeast unity and potential at Hornbill Festival Moon Edition. And Deepavali included in UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage List. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today said that India is committed to being a nation where human rights are not only protected but also celebrated. Addressing Human Rights Day 2025 and the National Conference on Ensuring Everyday Essentials in New Delhi, the president emphasized that dignity is non-negotiable and that no one should be deprived of their rights. She highlighted that Human Rights Day forms the backdrop of a just, equitable and compassionate society. Ms. Murmu added that justice must remain the birthright of every person in India.
Human rights are contained in the vision of our constitution. Highlighting our constitutional objectives, we must make our political democracy a social democracy as well. Human rights promote social democracy. Human rights encompass the right to live without fear, to learn without barriers, to work without exploitation, and to age with dignity.
Human Rights Day, being celebrated annually on the 10th December since 1950, commemorates the adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights by the United Nations General Assembly in 1948. Nagaland today observed Human Rights Day across the districts. On the occasion, Chief Minister Nipiu Rio emphasized the importance of recognizing fundamental rights as integral to every individual. In a social media post, he said, "This year's theme of human rights, our everyday essentials, underscores that human rights are not abstract concepts, but vital elements of everyday lives." Mr. Rio called on all to work for an egalitarian society where rights are upheld. Marking a significant milestone in child protection and rights, Tseminyu District has declared Kithaga, Tseminyu and Kenyu villages as the first child marriage-free villages. The historic declaration was made today during the culmination of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence and Human Rights Day observance and makes Tseminyu the first district in Nagaland to formally adopt a community-based approach against child marriages. The declaration is also part of the Child Marriage Free India 100 Days campaign by the Department of Women and Child Development. The initiative also aims to make the entire district child marriage free. Deepavali, one of India's foremost cultural and spiritual festivals, has been included in the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization's UNESCO representative list of intangible cultural heritage of humanity today. Announcing this, Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said, "This is an emotional moment for every Indian." He highlighted that this recognition is not merely an honor, but a responsibility to ensure that Deepavali remains as a living heritage.
We must ensure Deepavali remains is living heritage, not a memory tapped in time. Our children must know why we light a lamp, not just how we light it. They must know Deepavali is a festival of Ramarajya, that is a good governance. In a world filled with the uncertainty, Deepavali gently reminds us the lamp may be one, but its light belongs to all.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and others have welcomed UNESCO's decision to inscribe Deepavali on its intangible cultural heritage list. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The 26th edition of the Hornbill Festival concluded this evening with a grand closing ceremony at Naga Heritage Village in Kisama. In his message, Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zilyang emphasized that the festival is not just a celebration, but a platform to present the state's magnificent diversity and talent to the world.
More than a celebration, it has served as a meeting ground where culture intersect, generation connect, and aspiration take shape. This festival is a testament to who we are as people proud of our heritage, confident in our identity, and hopeful for our future. Let this spirit of togetherness not remain confined within the boundary of Kisama village, but extend into our daily life.
Tourism Minister Temjan Imna Along, festival host, highlighted the Hornbill Festival as a stage that beautifully blends tradition and the contemporary.
Where in every place people speak about tribalism, many differences. We, the different tribes of Nagaland, choose to come here together in this festival of festivals, resonating our traditions, our ancient culture, our way of life, and yet with the contemporary music, arts and way of the new imbibing methods to see progress in the modern world of today.
The minister thanked the lakhs of tourists, partners and well-wishers who attended the 10-day event, urging them to share the stories of Nagaland to wherever they return. The festival formally closed with the traditional lighting of the bonfire, followed by special performances by the Task Force for Music and Arts. Gabriel Dengwang Wanchu, the Minister for Agriculture and Allied Sectors of Arunachal Pradesh, lauded the Hornbill Festival as the heartbeat of Nagaland, describing it as a living museum that celebrates the rich tribal heritage and social harmony. Addressing the moon edition of the Hornbill Festival at the Konyak Heritage Complex today, he also highlighted the cultural richness of the Konyak community.
The Hornbill Festival is the heartbeat of Nagaland. It's a living museum of the rich tribal heritage, social harmony, and the timeless traditions that define the identity and pride of the Naga people. The Mon edition, in particular, showcases the cultural splendor of the Konyak community, their art, their craftsmanship, their traditional practices, and their deep-rooted connections to the land.
Emphasizing the strong bond between Nagaland and Arunachal Pradesh, Mr. Wangsu noted that both states share common narratives of resilience, respect for nature, and the celebration of community life. He also acknowledged the immense potential of the Northeast and called for greater collaboration among the states.
Our land is blessed with fertile soils, abundant water resources, rich biodiversity, and innovative farmers. I strongly believe that this is the right time for us, the Northeastern states, to work together more closely than ever before. Our challenges are similar, but so are our strengths. By enhancing collaboration in agri-marketing, value addition, skill development for rural youth, climate-resilient farming, and promotion of local products at national and international platforms, we can transform the economic landscape of our region.
The minister further remarked that festivals like the Hornbill empower and create opportunities for local people and help preserve heritage while opening new avenues for livelihood. The India Skills Nagaland Competition 2025 concluded today at the Directorate of Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, ESDE, Kohima. Speaking at the prize distribution ceremony, Joint Secretary of Labor and ESDE, Puleshe K. Yaptome, called for expanding skill categories to provide youth with more opportunities. He emphasized the importance of skill development and urged youth to keep upgrading their skills. With this, Nagaland has completed its state-level selections for India Skills, with 22 candidates moving ahead to the next stage. The selected participants will undergo intensive boot camps ahead of the regional competition in Goa, followed by the National Skill Competition in May 2026 and the World Skills Competition in Shanghai, China. In the restaurant service category, Imtisangla Kangshu from SIHM Dimapur won the first prize. Meanwhile, in fashion technology, the winners were Vimeneno Pira of International University, Tonikali Yapto of ITI Kohima, and Kenilu Kono Meru of Polytechnic Kohima. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog during morning hours in isolated areas of Nagaland and neighboring states until 15th of December. No significant change in minimum temperature is expected across the northeastern states during the next 7 days. And to wrap up the news, here are the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu says India not only protects human rights but also celebrates. Curtains comes down on 26th Hornbill Festival with grand closing ceremony at Kisama. Arunachal Minister Wang Su emphasizes Northeast unity and potential at Hornbill Festival Moon Edition, and Deepavali included in UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage List. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.